This multimedia broadcast is available online and on your mobile device and is powered by Coca-Cola, PMM Companies, and Stevenson University. Now, let's go to the hardwood. This is Mustangs Basketball.
From Skibo Gymnasium in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, the Stevenson Mustangs live to fight another day. With Justin Gould, I'm Ryan Hedrick. We are courtside watching the action for you in the semifinal round of the ECAC Division III Championships from the Steel City. And I know the Steel City is a bad word in Baltimore, but today it should be a good word. And the good word comes from the Stevenson Mustangs, who absolutely thumped Misericordia yesterday, thanks in large part to Sarah Tarbert, who had 40 points. That was not her career high, incidentally. It's 49 against Widener earlier this year, but you get the message. She's a great player, and she's surrounded by a bunch of great players, and these women have really worked diligently to maintain a stability that will bring them into this game to play number one Carnegie Mellon and take on Lisa Murphy and her crew. Head coach Jackie Boswell, talking to us before the game, said they're not going to take it easy on the number one seeded Carnegie Mellon and rest on their laurels just because they're in the semifinal round.
I don't know if we have that mentality. I think that everything means something to us, so we want to make sure that we come out on top. And whatever the end result of today's game is, I think that if we leave it all out there, we'll be okay with ourselves. And, you know, this is a competitive group of kids, and I think they were disappointed that we didn't get further in our conference championship. So I do think that they're trying to use every opportunity that they've been given in this postseason. So I highly doubt that that's what will happen to us today. And I think we're going to go out there and leave it all out there and watch these two All-Americans go at each other and watch these two solid teams really just, you know, fight and see who wants it more at the end.
Now, obviously, Sarah Tarbert can't win the game by herself, nor does she expect to. She's a selfless player and a great human being on and off the court. But the bottom line is that she's been fun to watch, right, Coach?
It's been a lot of fun, and, you know, it certainly makes our jobs a lot easier in some ways. And, you know, just really happy when you have a player that can accomplish everything that she's accomplished. And, you know, like you said, very humble.
And now the role players are going to be key today as well. Role players like Ward, like a senior, like Cameron Ward, the 5'9" senior from Annapolis, who's pulling down 3 rebounds a game, did an excellent job boxing out and allowing Sarah Tarbert to get shots for herself and create some of those 40 points yesterday. Right, Coach?
She boxed out Sealy yesterday, and Sarah got the rebound. You know, so I thought she had a phenomenal game, and I thought she left it all out there. And when you have a senior that's going to come out there and just leave it all out there, the other team could be in trouble with that.
All right, so it is the Stevenson University Mustangs and Carnegie Mellon. Carnegie Mellon, the Tartans, the number one ranked Tartans, 19-7 overall. They're 8-4 here at home, and a nice crowd on hand here at Skibo Gymnasium. Built in 1924, a quaint gymnasium and a quaint setting. Should be an electric environment as we progress. We'll tell you all about it. We'll take a break and come right back. This is Stevenson Mustangs basketball from SFM Sports.
Bobby, you're here again.
Yeah, my doctor told me to reduce stress at work, so I come to Buffalo Wild Wings to eat lunch and watch sports. I get to pick one of seven entrees, like sandwiches and salads, plus one of seven sides.
Well, I like sides.
It's so affordable, I can finally take a vacation.
Where are you going to go?
Here, Tim, here.
Introducing the new B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch Menu, starting at a new low price. Dine in or order takeout weekdays between 11 and 2. Participation and availability may vary. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
The Stevenson University Alumni Association has a long-standing tradition of providing many programs that affords the more than 15,000 alumni to stay involved in the college. Through career and internship fairs, alumni happy hours, sporting events and outings, and open houses, the Stevenson University alumni are able to stay connected to the university, students, fellow alumni, and the community. To learn about the SU Alumni Association programs and upcoming events, visit stevenson.edu/alumni.
Tip-off is minutes away. This is the Mustangs All-Access Pre-Game Show on the Mustang Sports Network.
Skibo Gymnasium, the site here in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and Stevenson has traveled a heck of a road. In fact, they were a better team in the month of February than the number one ranked Carnegie Mellon University Tartans were. Stevenson won six games and eight opportunities in February, and Carnegie Mellon was 4-4. But it's not February we're paying attention to, it's March. And the bottom line is that it's going to take a solid execution in order for Stevenson to get away with the win. And just to let you know, a couple of the other games today, Springfield beat New York University, and Waynesburg beat Monrovian. So at the point we're at right now, after this afternoon's game, Springfield and Waynesburg will tangle. And then the winner of this game will play the winner of that game tomorrow in the final at noon here at Skibo Gymnasium. Set the starting lineups for you. First for Carnegie Mellon. And Catherine Higgins will play one forward. She's 6'1". She's a freshman, averaging 8 points a game. Jen Mayberger, number 11 for Carnegie Mellon, 5'9" sophomore. She's a guard, 3.5 points a game, 3 rebounds, 3 assists. Nice, well-rounded performance for her this season. Jackie Hudepool is a senior and one of the two seniors on this team, at least in the starting lineup. The 6-foot guard, scoring almost 15 points a game, 7 rebounds and 3 assists. Michaela Fillery, 5'10" freshman, almost 10 points a game, 2.5 boards, almost 3 assists. And Lisa Murphy is a player that we will keep our eyes on, at least for Carnegie Mellon. The 6'1" senior, the number one ranked player in Division III, 24.5 points a game, 13 rebounds, and she's shooting almost 80%, not from the line, but from the field. That's hard to fathom, very hard to fathom. I don't care what level of college basketball you play in, you're shooting 80% from the field, you're an absolutely special player. For Stevenson, here's how their five will round out. Number one, Imani Sanders, a junior from Columbia, Maryland. 5'4" tall, 3.5 points a game, 2.5 rebounds. Number 13, Hannah Christ, a freshman from Greencastle, Pennsylvania. Number 22, Cameron Ward, and Coach Boswell spoke highly of her during the pregame show. 5'9" senior from Annapolis, Maryland. 3 points a game, 3 rebounds, and 1 assist. Johnye Curry, a sophomore from Phoenixburg, Maryland. 5'10" tall. 10 points a game, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, and Sarah Tarbert, the player deluxe, 40 points yesterday, 23 points, 13 rebounds, and 2.5 assists on the season on the average. So Stevenson will move left to right, Carnegie Mellon right to left across your radio dial, and Stevenson loses the tip to Carnegie Mellon. They're in the white-clad home uniforms, and Mayberger starts out with it. She gives on the left wing to Hudepool. Hudepool hands back to Higgins. Higgins above the three-point line, gives to Hudepool. Hudepool stays above the three-point line, gives to Mayberger. Lisa Murphy has yet to touch the ball, and they want her to stay as far away from the basket as humanly possible today. Mayberger with the ball above the three-point line. 5 seconds to shoot on the clock. Mayberger down the lane, running left-hander, floats it off the glass and in. Carnegie Mellon posts the first basket of the game. They lead 2-0. with 9:24 left to go here in the first quarter. It is number 25, Curry, with the ball for Stevenson. Now Sanders with the ball, top of the key above the three-point line, dribbling with the right hand. She surveys the floor, gives to Curry. Curry right back to Sanders to Tarbert in the left corner. Tarbert gives it to Chris. Now they try to drop into Sanders, knocked away. Four to shoot on the shot clock. Now Chris fires a three. That's no good. Shot clock expires. Good defense by Carnegie Mellon. And a little bit, about a minute and 2 seconds into the game, Carnegie Mellon controls. They have a 2-0 lead. They have the ball, bringing it left to right across the half-court line. Mayberger advances into the front court with the left-hand dribble, gives to Higgins. Higgins gives the ball to Hudepool. She stops at the free throw line. Misfires on a 15-footer, rims out, and Stevenson comes away with it. It's Ward. Ward hands off to Curry. Right back to Tarbert for three, and she gets it. Coming off a 40-point performance, Tarbert drains a long-range three from the top of the key, and Stevenson grabs a 3-2 lead. Here comes Carnegie Mellon. With the ball in the front court is Hudepool. Hudepool drops it left low, block to Murphy. Murphy, first touch of the game. Back out to Fillory. Her misfires on a three-pointer. Stevenson comes away with it. They'll run the court. Chris, one-on-one break. Gives it underneath to Ward, and she goes up and she's fouled, and she will go to the line for two. Great break opportunity for Stevenson. Did not give Carnegie Mellon a chance to get numbers on the defensive transition and further hard work. Ward will go to the free throw line, and Stevenson shooting the first free throws of the afternoon, up 3-2. Now it's still going to be 3-2 as the free throw rims out. And Ward will have one more free throw coming to her. Second free throw is good. So Stevenson doubles up on the lead. They lead 4-2 with 8:12 left to go here in the first quarter. Now they're going to apply a little backcourt pressure. Carnegie Mellon breaks that pressure with a couple of passes. Hudepool gives left elbow the key to Ward, right back to Hudepool, and she drains the 15-footer, tying up the game at 4-4. 7:55 left to go here in the first quarter. With the ball is Curry. Curry, left baseline, gives to Tarbert. Tarbert gives right back to Ward. Nice pass to Chris, right back to Tarbert for three. Her three-pointer is short in the left corner, and Carnegie Mellon comes away with it. Here come the Tartans into the front court. Looks like they almost lost control. Now they do lose control. There's a mad scramble for the ball in the backcourt. Stevenson all over it. And there is going to be a whistle on the play, and we are going to get a pushing foul, or something that resembles a pushing foul, on Ward. That's her first and the first team foul. So with 7.5 left to go here in the first quarter, the score is tied at 4. The Tartans of Carnegie Mellon will have the ball advancing into the front court. Mayberger, cross-court pass to Fillory, right back to Hudepool. Hudepool in the corner to Mayberger. Now they swing it cross-court to Fillory. She terminates the dribble, drops it into Lisa Murphy, but they double down on her, knock it out of bounds, and with 11 on the shot clock, the ball will stay with Carnegie Mellon, but obviously the big key for Stevenson is to be very aggressive defensively with Murphy, and that's exactly what they've done. She got the ball, or tried to get the ball in the right low block, and they immediately triple teamed her and knocked it out of bounds. So Carnegie Mellon will inbound it. Jabe with the ball, hands off to Higgins. Higgins, cross-court pass to Fillory. Fillory into Murphy. She gets away from her defender and scores. That's a given. You're not going to be able to keep her off the scoreboard. You're just going to have to settle for minimizing the damage. So Carnegie Mellon takes a 6-4 lead with 6:49 left to go in the first quarter. With the ball is Curry. Curry down the lane. Right-hand floater is good. And this is going to be a good game. You could tell the intensity of both teams going back and forth. Neither team is really kind of in awe by being in this situation in the semifinal of the ECAC tournament. And why should they be? They've taken too long to get here. Higgins drains a three for Carnegie Mellon from the left side. 9-6 Tartans lead over Stevenson with 6:20 left to go here in the first quarter. With the ball is Christ. Christ hands off to Ward, right back to Chris, to Curry. Now they go in the corner to Tarbert. Tarbert swings it back out to Sanders. Sanders running the show now, swings it to Curry on the right side. 7 to shoot on the shot clock. Tarbert with the ball, baseline right, right back to Curry, shoots it, and no foul call, even though it looks like her shot was a little bothered by a smack on the wrist. No harm, no foul. Fillory down the lane. Her shot is no good. The ball's tipped out to Murphy. Murphy resets, and they will have a fresh shot clock to work with. Jabe with the ball, top of the key for Carnegie Mellon, who leads 9-6. Fillory fires a three, and that is good. And Falaire knocks down the three, making it 12-6. Carnegie Mellon with 5:25 left to go here in the first quarter. Falaire puts Carnegie Mellon up 12-6. Now Sarah Tarbert has it for Stevenson. Baseline right. Back out to Sanders. Sanders shoots about a 17-footer that rims out, and Carnegie Mellon comes away with it. It is Mayberger working left to right across the half-court line. Cross-court pass to Jabe. Right back to Mayberger, who gets in the lane, drops it off to Murphy. Your shot is blocked from behind. There's going to be a foul on the play, and that's going to be on Curry, I believe. And some substitutions for Stevenson. Grant and also Mooney going to be checking in between free throws. And Murphy's free throw is good. She has 3 points. Remember, she's the number one player in the country at the Division III level, averaging about 24 points a game. It is an absolute treat to watch Murphy and Tarbert, who are both seniors, could be on their way out. For both ladies, could be their last game. Free throw no good. 13-6. Carnegie Mellon leads. 4:52 left to go here in the first quarter. Curry swings it to Mooney. Right back to Curry for Stevenson. To Tarbert on the left side. Tarbert above the three-point line gives to Curry. Nice entry pass inside, and Murphy blocks it out of bounds. Curry could not shake her for anything. Tried to spin around her defender, and Murphy was there every step of the way. Very clean block. Blocks it out of bounds with 11 on the shot clock. It is Curry, baseline right to take it out. Curry, the entry pass to a wide open Grant, who lays it in. Nice back screen enabled Grant to shake free. It's 13-8. Carnegie Mellon leads with 4.5 left to go here in the first quarter. Carnegie Mellon advances into the front court, and Murphy misses a wide open layup, uncharacteristically misses it wide open. Now it's Tarbert into the front court for Stevenson. They could cut it to three or even two with a three-pointer. Mooney, top of the key. And now Carnegie Mellon in a 3-2 defensive setting. And Tarbert has it with 10 on the shot clock. Mooney needs to do something right here. Curry gives to Mooney. Right back to Mooney. Mooney, running right-hander. Good! A floater in the lane. Cuts it to three. Stevenson on a 4-0 run has cut it 13-10. Carnegie Mellon leads with 3:49 left to go here in the first quarter. The Tartans have it to Jabe. Jabe in the lane, and a nice pass back to her teammate. Jabe gets it back on the receiving end, scores a layup, and it's 15-10. The Tartans lead over Stevenson with 3.5 left to go here in the first quarter. Curry on the right side, top of the key to Chris. Chris down the lane, misses the running right-hander. Tarbert, the offensive rebound, can't get the putback, and here come the Tartans. Carnegie Mellon, front court, lead pass to Flair. Flair rides it up under, and she blows a layup, and Stevenson has numbers on the break. Here comes Chris. Chris leading the break. Drops it off to Grant. Grant down the lane, dribbles it off her leg and out of bounds. Another turnover for Stevenson. That's hurting them a little bit early on, and when you're playing a team like Carnegie Mellon, you can ill afford untimely turnovers like that. And with 3:02 left to go here in the first quarter, it is 15-10. Stevenson down to Carnegie Mellon, who has the ball. The number one seed in the ECAC playoffs advanced by beating Brooklyn College in decisive fashion. Jabe, cross-court pass to Mayberger. Mayberger swings the cross-court pass to Hudepool. Right back to Patak on the right side. She misfires on a three-pointer. Petak misfires on the three-pointer. It's going to be tipped out of bounds. And Carnegie Mellon will retain possession with 2:40 left to go in the first quarter, 15-10. They lead over Stevenson. Hudepool, jumper from the left elbow of the key, and her 15-footer is good. 17-10. Hudepool now has 4 points, and Carnegie Mellon leads 17-10 over Stevenson with 2:25 left to go here in the first quarter. With the ball is Mooney. Mooney on the right side to Tennyson. Right back to Mooney. They drop it to Tarbert on the right elbow of the key. She kicks it out to Tennyson. A wide open Tennyson misfires on a three. Nice offensive rebound by Grant to Mooney. To Chris for three. That's no good on the left side. And Carnegie Mellon pulls the rebound down. Front court to Hudepool. Hudepool on the left side. Stops at the left elbow of the free throw line. Kicks it out to Petak. Petak cross court pass to Mayberger. Right back to Hudepool. Hudepool stops at the free throw line. Kicks it back out to her teammate, Jabe. Jabe, crossover dribble to elude her defender. Shot no good. Murphy with the authoritative offensive rebound. Sticks it back and in. And all 6 foot 1 inches of Murphy. Very, very good. She has five early on. And Carnegie Mellon leads 19-10 with 90 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. Stevenson the other way with the ball. Christ. Cross court pass to Tennyson. Baseline right to Tarbert. Tarbert back to Grant. They swing it to Mooney at the top of the key. And a bad pass by Mooney. I don't know if she peripherally saw Christ, but threw a no-look pass to nobody. Another turnover by Stevenson. That's going to be their fifth turnover of the first quarter. Not going to get anything done turning the ball over at that rate, especially against a team that doesn't make a lot of mistakes and is well-coached and is playing at home on their home court. 1:12 left to go here in the first quarter. Carnegie Mellon leads 19-10. They have the ball. The ball in the front court. Hudepool. Hudepool kicks it out to Pereira. Her three-pointer is no good, and it's going to be a foul on the ground. There's a foul on Sarah Tarbert, and that is going to be her first. It's the third team foul. So Stevenson obviously, or Carnegie Mellon obviously, not in the bonus yet, and they will take it out of bounds. A wide open player catches it, misses it, but Petak tips it back in after a wide open free throw or a layup was missed. Petak tipped it back in, and Carnegie Mellon leads 21-10 here in the first quarter. 43 seconds left to go. Mooney on the left side above the three-point line. Mooney hands back to Chris. Right back to Mooney. They swing it around the perimeter to Tennyson. Tennyson above the three-point line. 8 seconds to shoot. Grant with the ball inside. And Tarbert was fighting for the rebound. Dropped it out of bounds. So with 29 and 4:10 seconds left to go, Carnegie Mellon leading 21-10 has the ball. The shot clock is off now. They could settle for the last shot, and they very well may do that. They advance into the front court. Petak with the ball. 17 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Shot clock again off. Pereira. Right corner to Petak. Petak above the three-point line. Ball knocked away. And Stevenson comes away with it. It's Chris. Chris down the lane. Off the glass. No good. It rims out. Grant fights for the ball. And there's going to be a foul called with 2 seconds left. 2 seconds left. And I believe they are going to get Grant with the foul, and indeed they do. The senior from Hillsdale, New Jersey. Carnegie Mellon will take the last shot of the first quarter, and that is no good. That's where we end things. 21-10, Carnegie Mellon leads Stevenson here in the ECAC semis. This is Stevenson University basketball from SFM Sports.
The good news is that if you go to Buffalo Wild Wings, order from the Fast Break lunch menu, and don't get your food within 15 minutes, your lunch is free. The bad news is, we don't plan on taking longer than 15 minutes. Free lunches? Are you crazy? What kind of business model is that? Lunch fast or it's free. We do it for you. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
For a limited time only at participating locations. Valid for tables of six or less. Other restrictions apply. See a participating location for details.
Okay, keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
I want to show you my first ever painting.
All right.
Okay. Open your eyes.
Oh, that's a lot of colors.
Mm-hmm.
And shapes.
So be honest. What do you think?
Well, I like how if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Here, why don't I hold your paintbrush while you call them?
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
This is Stevenson Mustangs basketball. Online, mobile, and on demand. Powered by SFMSports.net.
Welcome back to Skibo Gymnasium in Pittsburgh. Carnegie Mellon leads 21-10. We begin the second quarter with Stevenson driving right to left. It's Sanders. Sanders cross-court pass to Curry on the left side. Curry above the three-point line. Bounce pass to Sanders. Sanders right-hand dribble terminates the dribble. In the corner they go to Crist. Crist drops it down to Ward. Back to Crist. Misfires on a 20-footer, but Tarbert flies in from nowhere to grab the offensive rebound. Now she fires the three, and that's good. Sarah Tarbert knocks it down, refusing to go quietly. And the senior's potential last game, 21-13. She already has six. She had 40 yesterday in a convincing win over Misericordia. Now Carnegie Mellon comes the other way, driving left to right. With the ball is Pereira. Pereira gives the ball to Petak. Petak at the free throw line. Her shot is blocked by Sanders. Tarbert comes away with it. Tarbert coast to coast. Dishes off to an unsuspecting teammate. And that unsuspecting teammate is Ward. Ward drops it out of bounds. Another turnover for Stevenson. Those turnovers are really killing their opportunities one by one. Any coach will tell you that turnovers can be the death of a team, especially if you have any semblance of momentum. Carnegie Mellon comes the other way with the ball and in control of the lead, 21-13, 8:52 left to go. With the ball in the right corner, Hudepohl. Hudepohl top back out to Mayberger. Mayberger to Higgins. Higgins above the three-point line. Cross-court pass to Mayberger on the left side. They drop it down to Murphy. Murphy goes to Fillory. In the corner, they go to Hudepohl. She misfires on a three. The offensive rebound is up and good by Murphy. And Murphy has 7 points to lead all scorers. And Carnegie Mellon has a 23-13 lead in the second quarter with 8:23 left to go. Here comes Stevenson right to left on the attack. With the ball is Downing. Downing top of the key to Sanders. Sanders to Curry. Curry drops it left low block to Tarbert, and she is swarmed defensively. You could get a couple of players with that foul, but I believe they're going to get Mayberger, and they do. That's her second foul of the game, and with 8:12 left to go here in the second quarter, Stevenson down by 10, 23-13. Curry down the lane. Right-hand floater is good, and Stevenson under double digits now lead 8 for Carnegie Mellon, 23-15. Stevenson down, Carnegie Mellon with the ball. With the ball is Flaherty. Flaherty gives it to Hudepohl. Hudepohl in the lane. Right back to Mayberger. Top of the key to Flaherty. Flaherty drops it. Now kicks it back out to Higgins. Higgins for three, and she gets it. The ball was batted around like a ping pong ball. Carnegie Mellon picked it up, hit a three from the top of the key, and it's 26-15, 7:35 left to go here in the second quarter. With the ball is Stevenson on the attack, is Downing. Downing cross-court pass to Curry. Curry above the three-point line, dribbling with the right hand. Baseline left, they go to Ward. Ward rides it under, but is blocked by Murphy. That's her third block of the game. She is controlling the tempo on both sides, especially defensively. Forget what she's doing offensively. Now Carnegie Mellon with the ball, but they miss an opportunity for a layup, and it's Stevenson coming away with the steal. Sanders, front court to Downing. Downing right back to Sanders. Stevenson can cut it to 9 or possibly 8 with a three-pointer. 6:56 left to go here in the second quarter. Driving the right baseline is Ward, and she is pushed out of bounds, and I believe they do get Hudepohl with the foul. Jackie Hudepohl, the senior, 6 feet from Saratoga, California, by way of Lingate College. With the ball is Tarbert. A right elbow, the key back to Curry, back to Tarbert above the three-point line. Bounce pass, left side. They go to Downing, and she gets a three-pointer to go. And Stevenson again cutting it under double digits. And that's big. If they can stay between 6 and 8 points, especially within striking distance at halftime, this could set up a blockbuster second half. Carnegie Mellon with the ball in the front court. It is Jabe. And Jabe underneath to herself, actually. Got it back from Murphy. Jabe scores the layup. That's her fourth point of the game. And Carnegie Mellon back up 10, 28-18, 6:11 left to go in the second quarter. With the ball is Downing. Downing top of the key to Sanders. Sanders left elbow the key. Underneath they go to Ward, and her shot is blocked from behind. I believe Murphy blocked that from behind. Murphy already has 10 rebounds in the game and a number of blocked shots. Carnegie Mellon in the front court up by 10, 28-18. Higgins travels with the basketball. Turnover Carnegie Mellon. And Stevenson will get it right back. I can't reiterate it enough. It is critical that they stay under the double-digit mark, at least for the second half, till they can find some way to contain Murphy and get around some of the stifling defense that they've been seeing early on. Ward with the ball for Stevenson. Stevenson down 10, 28-18. 5.5 left to go here in the second quarter. With the ball, Ward. Ward right low block. Hands it off to Tarbert, and she swoops in to score a layup with the right hand off the right side of the glass, and Stevenson has cut it to 8, 28-20. 5:18 left to go. Carnegie Mellon leads by 8 on their home court. With the ball is Hudepohl, and she throws it away, and Stevenson picking it up defensively. Another turnover for Carnegie Mellon. Back-to-back possessions, back-to-back turnovers. And Murphy will pick up her first foul to go along with 7 points. She is on her way to a blockbuster game. I'm talking about Lisa Murphy now. 3 for 4 from the field. Already 11 rebounds and 7 points. She's going to have a double-double by the time the half is up. Tarbert, corner for Stevenson. Stevenson down by 8, and Stevenson throws it away again. Chris threw it right into the waiting hands of Lisa Murphy. Murphy front court to Hudepohl. Hudepohl cross-court pass to Flair. Flair drops it into Murphy, and she loses the ball to Stevenson's pressure. With the ball is Chris. Chris in the front court, down the lane. Left-hand runner is no good off the side of the glass, and Carnegie Mellon, Coach Jackie Boswell, off the floor, did not like the fact that Stevenson did not wait for the numbers, at least to reset their offense. Now Carnegie Mellon with the ball and the lead, 28-20, 4:24 left to go. Flair inside to Murphy, and Murphy scores the bucket. That's 9 points for her. And the Tartans lead Stevenson 30-20 with 4:10 left to go here in the second quarter. With the ball is Curry. Curry on the left side gives to Chris. Chris right back to Downing. Downing above the three-point line, dribbling with the right hand. The ill-advised pass to Curry. Dangerous pass. And that pass was actually knocked out of bounds. She's lucky the pass wasn't stolen. Sanders will come into the ballgame, and she will replace number 4, Downing. Sarah Downing, the junior from Ellicott City, 5'6" tall, takes a seat. And some words of encouragement from Coach Boswell. Sanders, and they're calling split two, whatever that play is, we'll see in a moment. Sanders back to Curry with 2 on the shot clock. Curry's 3-ball is long off the heel of the rim, and it's stolen in the backcourt by Curry. Curry getting it back to Sanders. Sanders down the lane, right-hand runner is good. Great defensive pressure applied by Stevenson. Pays off with a bucket. Perseverance paying off with 2 points. 3.5 left to go here in the second quarter. And Carnegie Mellon leads 30-22. And Sanders picks up a foul. What a pesky defender she is. She was harassing Hudepohl, and she almost got a steal and was called for a foul and acted very emotionally on that case. As players do when they know they're good at something or they know what they're doing. Sometimes they tinker a little bit too much with the poking and the prodding, and it results in a foul. And that's exactly what happened. Mayberger will bring it in right in front of us. Justin Gould and I are courtside to the left of Stevenson's home bench. Mayberger, cross-court pass to Pereira. Pereira, baseline left. And the pass is stolen away by Stevenson. Ward comes away with the steal, gives to Sanders. Stevenson will reset. 3:07 left to go here in the second quarter. Stevenson down 8. Tarbert inside to Sanders, and there will be a foul called on the play, and that would have resulted in a wide open layup had they not fouled Sanders. So with 3:03 left to go here in the second quarter, the semifinals of the ECAC Division III playoffs, Stevenson on the road taking on number 1 seeded Carnegie Mellon and down 8, but within striking distance. I'm telling you, they want to finish off the last 3 minutes of this half in strong fashion. Chris comes to the right elbow of the free throw line, misfires on a 15-footer, and here come the Tartans. Flair, shot no good, and Stevenson another chance to cut it to 6 or maybe even 5 with a three-pointer. Tarbert, baseline right, takes it up and over. her defender and scores off the glass. I was going to say that was Murphy, but that is not Murphy guarding her. That's actually Mayberger, is a little bit longer than Lisa Murphy is. So Stevenson down 6, 30-24, 2:25 left to go here in the second quarter. With the ball is Higgins. Higgins misfires on a three. Murphy was going to take the rebound down, but it's stolen from behind by Tarbert. Sanders, front court to Christ. Christ, entry pass to Ward, and Ward has it poked away. Carnegie Mellon comes away with it and scores the bucket on the other end. Falaire scores the bucket, and Stevenson, a golden opportunity to get within six, but that's what they call a four-point swing in basketball. So 2:03 left to go here in the second quarter, and Carnegie Mellon, the number one seeded Carnegie Mellon Tartans, up by 8. This is Stevenson University basketball from SFM Sports.
We have a new player on the field, and he's going to try Coke Zero for the first time. And a snap. Ice giving him a little trouble as a few cubes shake loose. He's probably going to pour it here, and he does. The glass is full. Can he go all the way? He did it! Oh, wow! And just listen to that fizz! That might have been the most refreshing thing that I've ever seen. Coke Zero. You don't know zero till you've tried it.
Welcome back to Skibo Gymnasium. Along with Justin Gould, I'm Ryan Hedrick. 32-24, Justin, and it is this is an exciting game because Stevenson has been pretty much right in it. Had it not been for the turnovers, they may be leading right now. With the ball, Tennyson for Stevenson. Sanders in the key, kicks it out to Curry. Curry on the right side, misfires on a 17-footer. Off the front of the rim, no good. And that will be a foul. And the foul will be called on Higgins, who will pick up her first personal. So these free throws are critical for Tarbert, who we will feature as a halftime guest. We talked to this young lady before the game, very impressed with her. Her demeanor, her poise, her professionalism, it's all there. Tarbert's free throws are both good, 32-26, and Tarbert has 12 to lead all scores again. I sound redundant, but it's great to say. 32-26, Stevenson down. Carnegie Mellon with the ball. Hudepohl runs the baseline, nowhere to go. Nice defensive pressure by Stevenson. Now on the right side is Hudepohl. She pulls up at the right elbow. The key misfires on a 15-footer, and Stevenson can cut it to 4 or 3 with a three-pointer on this possession. 1:23 left to go in the second quarter. Curry kicks it back out to Tennyson. Tennyson to Curry. Curry right-hand runner is off the lip of the rim strong. There's a jump ball, and the possession arrow will stay with Carnegie Mellon. And nice aggressive attack by Stevenson. The floater, the 15-foot floater that she threw up was just a little bit too strong. So Stevenson still within striking distance. I know they'd love to get a stop before the half and add more points onto the board. 32-26, the Tartans of Carnegie Mellon with the ball and the lead. Inside is Higgins. Higgins' shot is blocked off the foot of a Carnegie Mellon player, and Stevenson has a chance again to cut it to 4 or 3, and finishing the half strong is absolutely critical. Basketball is a game of momentum, and this is exactly the position you want to be in if you're Stevenson. On the road, only down by 6. Sanders' jumper is off the heel of the rim, and that's too strong, and Carnegie Mellon comes away with it. 38 seconds left to go. There's a 13-second difference between the two clocks. Mayberger on the left side above the three-point line. Mayberger, cross-court pass to Hudepohl. Hudepohl above the three-point line. 13 on the shot clock. Cross-court pass to Mayberger. Swings it back out to Flair. Flair's entry pass is stolen by Tarbert. Tarbert with the two-on-two opportunity for Stevenson. Down the lane, she goes up and gets fouled, and she will go to the line for 2 free throws. Tarbert was not giving it up on that opportunity. She was going to take it coast to coast, and she did. And the end result is her hard work and her defensive pressure has awarded her 2 free throws. Here's the first free throw, and that is no good. Tarbert, 4 of 6 from the line, 2 of 3 from downtown. That's her first free throw miss. She's 2 of 3 from the charity stripe. 9 rebounds and 12 points, and she'll go to the line for one more to cut it to 5, or an opportunity to cut to 5, and they do. Stevenson down 32-27, and we'll talk to Sarah Tarbert at halftime. 11 seconds left to go. With the ball in the front court is Hudepohl. Hudepohl swings it back out to Mayberger. Mayberger gives to Falair, the entry pass to Murphy, and there's a whistle away from the ball. It's going to be a non-shooting foul with 4:10 seconds left to go. 32-27, Stevenson down. It'll be Curry checking in for Sanders. Sanders will go to the bench with a plethora of high fives to exit. Carnegie Mellon with 3 seconds left. The jumper by Hudepohl is good. That kills momentum. But still, if you're Stevenson, you're saying not too bad. On the road, down by 7, 34-27. Really fought back from a couple of double-digit disadvantages. And they persevered. And they could come out in the second half and really make a run at the number one seeded Carnegie Mellon Tartans. So we have a special treat for you coming up at halftime. All-American Sarah Tarbert, and one of the best players in the country, had 40 points yesterday at a 49-point game against Widener. We will talk to her one-on-one coming up in a few minutes. This is Stevenson University basketball from SFM Sports.
Nursing is what you do with a spirit of caring and a desire to do more. Stevenson Nursing empowers advancing professionals to step into leading roles and impact healthcare at a higher level, to shape your career based on your interests. Stevenson nurses expand their career paths by completing an RN to BS or through one of 3 part-time master's degree areas of concentration. Visit Stevenson.edu now to see how Stevenson University can put the future of your nursing career directly in your hands.
Press Box Radio is the next generation of local sports talk. Monday through Friday, Glenn Clark Radio with Press Box columnist Glenn Clark and Kyle Ottenheimer. Saturdays, Press Box publisher Stan the Fan Charles hosts 2 hours of comprehensive baseball coverage on the Bat Around. And Sundays, Press Box's Ken Zales and Sarita Hubbard host the Fantasy and Reality Football Show. Listen live daily at 10 a.m. and download podcasts at PressBoxOnline.com/radio and watch the shows at Facebook.com/PressBoxSports.
Over 3 million businesses use Indeed.com for hiring. 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. By creating the easiest, most effective hiring experience, we help businesses find great new people every day. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
I did receive a non-athletic scholarship upon entering school.
I got the presidential scholarship, which was huge for me.
I think there's more opportunities for academic scholarships in Division III.
I did receive academic scholarships. Just being involved on campus, being a leader, all those things combined kind of get me recognized. It's a great experience for me.
Now, we go courtside with the Mustangs Basketball All-Access Halftime Show on the Mustang Sports Network.
All right, halftime guest Sarah Tarbert joins us. And first of all, congratulations on the 40 points yesterday. What does that mean to you? I mean, when you score in bunches like that, is it a personal accomplishment or is it a testament to your teammates?
Definitely a testament to my teammates. You know, I couldn't do that without them, especially since teams are buckling down. I think my teammates have really understood that they need to score as well. So I think they've really been driving to the basket, and they've been putting points in, which makes teams respect them more, which kind of opens me up. So without them, I wouldn't be open like I am.
Before I ask you about your journey with Stevenson University, which obviously has been a very successful stint for you, I want to ask you about the intensity in these playoffs. On Wednesday, you play Cabrini, blew a little bit of a lead. You guys were able to hang on against Misericordia yesterday, blew a little bit of a lead, but definitely controlled the game from start to finish. When you look at the intensity of which you guys are playing right now, what are the thoughts as you look to this afternoon's contest?
Definitely. I think we started off strong in both of those games, which was good because, like you said, we did blow the lead a little bit in the second half. But
we're playing great teams, you know, and they're not going to go away. They're not going to put the tail between the legs and give up. So like, I think it's good that we've seen our lead be diminished, because now we know that we can't do that, especially against Carnegie Mellon, the number one seed. They're going to come out and they're going to fight us. So I think we need to have two solid halves.
How would you sum up your last 4 years?
Oh, goodness, that's a hard one. I mean, if I had to say one word for them, I would say grateful. You know, I love basketball. It's done a lot for me, but I just think everything that has come from it, I'm just so grateful for everything that I've been able to be so successful, and I've been able to meet the people that I have. So I think that would be the best word for it.
A lot of players say when they're locked in a kind of like a zone like you were yesterday and against Widener earlier in the season when you had 49 points, that the basket is as big as the continent of Africa, so to speak. Was that what it was like for you yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, Misericordia, it's not like they gave me easy shots, you know, but I do think that once you kind of get in that zone, I mean, it obviously makes shots a lot easier. I've had games where the basket seems like it's really tiny, and yesterday it just seemed like everything was falling in, which, again, I mean, I'm not going to argue with, but yeah, I definitely think the basket just seems to expand a little bit on those shots.
Now, this could be your final game of your college career today. Any thoughts on that? And do you approach the game like it may be your last?
Absolutely. I think coming into the ECACs, every single game, there's always in the back of your head, like, this could be my last game, you know? So I've been fortunate to have a great 4 years, but you know, I don't want to go out on a loss, you know? So I think it is in the back of my head, and the whole journey of my whole career has been more than I could have ever imagined, you know, coming in from high school. So it's definitely bittersweet. You know, I'm proud of everything I've done. I'm fortunate for the people I've met, but I'm going to miss it so much.
What's next for you?
Well, since I transferred, I actually have another year of undergrad. So I'll graduate next spring, actually. So it's going to be hard being in school without basketball, because I'm going to be like, what am I going to do, you know? But I'll probably still be around, you know, probably try to help out in any way I can with the team, you know, because we are super close.
What's your major?
Nursing.
Nice. So an RN, possibly?
Yeah. I plan, when I do graduate, I'll graduate BSN in nursing. Then hopefully I want to work in the hospital, I think, and maybe in oncology.
Do you want to stay in the area, or are you going to travel outside the area?
Yeah, I think I'm going to stay in the Baltimore area. I'm very close with my family, and we all live within like 10 minutes of each other, crazy as that is. But I love that. So Baltimore's not too far, and all the hospitals, they're very good hospitals, like Hopkins, UMMC. So I think it's a great opportunity.
The young ladies that may be watching you at the high school level, even on your own team, what words of encouragement or advice would you have for them if they're, you know, want to walk in your path?
I would say just have fun with it. You know, I think it's easy to get caught up in, like, I need these points, I need this, I need that. But once you start thinking about that, you know, it kind of takes away why you're playing. So I think definitely to have fun with it. Enjoy every minute. You know, there's going to be ups and downs, but just kind of push your way through, because it flies by.
All right, Sarah, best of luck today.
Thank you so much.
Sarah Tarbert, class act on and off the court. We'll be right back with the second half. This is Stevenson Mustangs basketball from SFM Sports.
It's the Green Turtle of the Green Turtle Sports Bar and Grill. So I like to hang close to home. And not because it takes me forever to get anywhere. It's just nice to have a local hangout like the Green Turtle. The place is always filled with friendly faces, and you know we're going to have that dish you love. Like our legendary crab dip and certified Angus beef burgers. Heck, stop by often enough and one of our bartenders will be pouring your favorite drink before you can say, I'll have the usual. And you know all those mugs hanging above the bar? They belong to the more than 30,000 Mug Club members who have made the Green Turtle their watering hole. That pretty much says it all. So stay local and head down to the Green Turtle near you. You can be here in no time, even if you're a turtle. Here's a shout out to all of our Mug Club members. You know, those enlightened human beings that know a dollar off every draft is an extra dollar for the next one. Genius. I'll drink to that.
I know sports is important, but having the academic part along with it is a big plus. I've discovered in myself, you know, a newfound ability to overcome adversity at all different angles. At a Division III school, school is really shaped around you developing yourself as a complete individual. The end result in my mind is you just become a very well-rounded person.
Before I came into college, I didn't really think I'd be able to balance so much. It helps a lot that you have a family with your team that can guide you.
With a D3 school, there's a lot of time for other opportunities. The coaches expect a lot of you during soccer, but after soccer, that's your own personal time to really find out who you are and other opportunities that you can pursue.
By balancing all of my interests, basketball, my leadership skills, and academics, I'm able to better prioritize my life and to manage it.
This is Stevenson Mustangs Basketball, online, mobile, and on demand, powered by SFMSports.net.
We have a new player on the field, and he's going to try Coke Zero for the first time. And a snap. Ice giving him a little trouble as a few cubes shake loose. He's probably going to pour it here, and he does. The glass is full. Can he go all the way? He did it! Oh, wow! And just listen to that fizz! That might have been the most refreshing thing that I've ever seen. Coke Zero. You don't know zero till you've tried it.
Nursing is what you do with a spirit of caring and a desire to do more. Stevenson Nursing empowers advancing professionals to step into leading roles and impact healthcare at a higher level, to shape your career based on your interests. Stevenson Nurses expand their career paths by completing an RN to BS or through one of three part-time master's degree areas of concentration. Visit Stevenson.edu now to see how Stevenson University can put the future of your nursing career directly in your hands.
The Stevenson University Alumni Association has a long-standing tradition of providing many programs that affords the more than 15,000 alumni to stay involved in the college. Through career and internship fairs, alumni happy hours, sporting events and outings, and open houses, the Stevenson University alumni are able to stay connected to the university, students, fellow alumni, and the community. To learn about the SU Alumni Association programs and upcoming events, visit stevenson.edu/alumni.
Green light. Hey girl, school zone. I'm getting hungry. Car changing lanes. You want to meet me for pizza? Stop sign. Intersection clear. Yeah, street. Pizza sounds good. Ball in street? Girl in street!
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text, stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is Mustangs Basketball, powered by SFMSports.net.
All right, welcome back to a Skibo Gymnasium in Pittsburgh. And I was looking at the numbers as we were talking to Sarah Tarbert, and they're not that far off. I'm talking about Stevenson. They're not that far off from really making a significant run. I'm going to run down some of the numbers for you. We're going to go to break and then come back with exciting second half basketball. But Stevenson, only 7 turnovers. Seemed like a little bit more, but I think more of their turnovers were committed in the first quarter. They really went away from who they were and what they do well, which is attack. Attack, attack, attack. But some of their attacking led to sloppy basketball, hence the 7 turnovers, 8 turnovers for Carnegie Mellon. Now, field goal percentage is a big point that I'm sure Coach Boswell emphasized. Only 34.5% from the field Stevenson shot in the first half to Carnegie Mellon's 48. That's not going to get it done. Both teams hit 3 three-pointers. Carnegie Mellon 3 of 8 from downtown. Stevenson 3 of 8 from downtown. And free throws, they'll kill you every time. And Stevenson was 4 of 6 from the charity stripe. And Carnegie Mellon only went to the line twice. They're 1 of 2. Points off turnovers. Both teams had 8 points off turnovers. Total rebounding, pretty good in that category. 20 total rebounds for Carnegie Mellon, 16 for Stevenson. Now let's go to the individual stats, because really, Lisa Murphy had almost a double-double in the first half. 9 points, 11 rebounds. Tarbert, 13 points and 9 rebounds. So both All-American players living up to their hype. We're going to take a quick break. Be right back with exciting second half basketball. Stevenson down 7, 34-27 to Carnegie Mellon in the semifinals of the ECAC playoffs here at Skibo Gymnasium in the Steel City. I'm Ryan Hedrick, and this is Mustangs Basketball from SFM Sports.
Bobby, you here again?
Yeah, my doctor told me to reduce stress at work, so I come to Buffalo Wild Wings to eat lunch and watch sports. I get to pick one of 7 entrees, like sandwiches and salads, plus one of 7 sides.
Well, I like sides.
It's so affordable, I can finally take a vacation.
Where are you going to go?
Here, Tim, here.
Introducing the new B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch Menu, starting at a new low price. Dine in or order takeout weekdays between 11 and 2. Participation and availability may vary. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Skibo Gymnasium in Pittsburgh, and Carnegie Mellon starts the second half up 7, 34-27, but Stevenson starts with the ball. With the ball is Curry. Curry throws it away, and that's the 8th turnover for Stevenson to the waiting hands of Folair. Folair down the court to Murphy off the glass for 2. Now Murphy has a double-double, 11 points and 13 rebounds for her, and Carnegie Mellon leads 36-27, an ominous way to start the second half for Stevenson. With the ball is Tarbert in the front court to Sanders. Sanders loses the ball. It's tied up, and Carnegie Mellon has the possession arrow, and 2 straight turnovers for Stevenson. Not a good way to start the second half. We'll see if they can rebound and get a stop here. You literally have to take every possession as a single possession. You can't think ahead for any moment in this type of environment. Carnegie Mellon with the ball in the front court is Higgins. Higgins to Mayberger. Mayberger top of the key to Hudepohl. Hudepohl swings it right side to Mayberger. Cross court pass to Higgins on the left side for 3. Her shot is off. Nobody's blocking out Murphy, and she swoops in for the offensive rebound and the layup, extending the Carnegie Mellon lead to 11, 38-27. With the ball is Curry. Curry on the left side, top of the key to Sanders. Sanders dribbling with the right hand, terminates that dribble and gives to Chris. Chris above the 3-point line, gives to Sanders. Sanders dribble drive, terminates the dribble, gives to Curry. Curry in the corner. Is that a 2 or a 3? That was a 2-point shot, a long 2-point shot for Curry. 38-29, Carnegie Mellon leads by 11. Curry has 6 points this afternoon. 8.5 left to go. Here come the Tartans on the attack with the 11-point lead. With the ball is Hudepohl. Hudepohl top of the key to Folair. Folair right corner to Higgins. Her 3-point shot is off, and that's out of bounds to Stevenson. So Stevenson has an opportunity to cut it under double digits, which is a big they have a chance to cut it to 7. It's already under double digits. 38-29, Carnegie Mellon leads. Sanders with the ball top of the key. Left corner to Curry. Her shot is off. Nobody chasing down the rebound, but the Tartans of Carnegie Mellon come away with it. With the ball, right to left is Hudepohl. Hudepohl in the front court to Higgins. Higgins, the entry pass to Murphy, gets away from Tarbert and blows an absolute wide open layup, but gets the offensive rebound back. Mayberger resets to Hudepohl. Hudepohl down the lane, off the glass, and that's too strong, and Murphy is going to be fouled trying for the offensive rebound, and that foul will be committed on Ward, or by Ward rather. So Cameron Ward, who played 15 minutes in the first half, picks up the foul. That's going to be foul number 2 for her. Carnegie Mellon with the ball up by 9, 38-29. Left corner 3 for Higgins, rims out, and Curry comes away with it for Stevenson. Stevenson again could cut it to 7 or 6 with a 3. Front court on the attack is Christ. Chris above the 3-point line, cross court pass to Curry. Curry almost threw it to Sanders. Luckily she didn't, because she wasn't open. Now Sanders gets the pass back from Curry, who gives it to Christ. Christ top of the key to Sanders. 9 on the shot clock. Sanders on the attack, ducks under a defender and will go to the line for 2. An up and under lean in shot. Sanders with the degree of difficulty, the high degree of difficulty on the rim on the attack. In fact, it was nice last night at dinner. The ladies were watching Harvard against Princeton, which was a great game, and they're living and dying with every shot they took, and now they're living and dying with every shot they take this afternoon. Sanders' free throw is good, 38-30, as checking out of the ball game is Ward, and checking into the ball game for the first time is Santos. Both free throws good by Sanders, and that gives Carnegie Mellon a 7-point lead, 38-31. Two free throws good for Stevenson, and now they're on defense. 7:05 left to go here in the third quarter. With the ball is Jabe. Jabe comes across the lane and scores the right-hand runner, extending the lead to 9, 40-31 here in the third quarter with 6:53 left to go in the third. Sanders, left side to Curry. Curry above the three-point line, drops the pass down to Tarbert. Tarbert right back to Sanders. Sanders dribble drive down the lane, and she throws it away into the waiting hands of Falaire. Falaire front court to Hudepool. Hudepool pulls up baseline right, shot rims out. Ball batted around. Santos comes away with it, fights for the rebound, and a foul will be called on number 11, Mayberger. Mayberger will pick up her fourth foul. She's in foul trouble. One more and she's out. She's going to hit the bench, and coming in to replace her is Petak. So Petak will come in. Mayberger will sit out with four fouls, and Stevenson has the ball down 9, 40-31 with 6:26 left to go here in the third quarter. Sanders dribbling with the right hand. Sanders gives the ball to Chris. Chris right back to Sanders. Sanders cross-court pass, throws an ill-advised pass, trying to get to Santos. It's stolen away by Jabe. Jabe, front court to Petak. Petak leaves it for Murphy, who scores a layup off the glass. Coach Boswell wants an immediate timeout. A four-point turnaround right there. That kills momentum. That's Stevenson's 10th turnover of the game. A full timeout called. 6:06 left to go here in the third quarter. Stevenson down 11, 42-31. This is Mustangs basketball from SFM Sports.
Something I discovered in myself is that if I have a goal, I can accomplish it.
It's a well-rounded experience.
At a Division III school, you primarily a student athlete, so the school is really shaped around you developing yourself as a complete individual.
It helps a lot that you have a family with your team that can guide you.
.606 left to go, and Justin Gould, my engineer, doing a tremendous job today behind the scenes. A guy who didn't like sports loves college basketball now. Maybe we can get him on the broadcast next year. It's been tons of fun. Thanks to Steve Clandenin for giving me this opportunity, bringing us to Pittsburgh to enjoy these past two games at Skibo Gymnasium. And we are in Pittsburgh, where Stevenson is in the playoffs, the ECAC Division III semis. They beat Misericordia yesterday, struggling with Carnegie Mellon today. Out of the timeout, Stevenson with the ball. Tarbert finds a cutting Curry, who scores the layup, and that cuts it to 9, 42-33. Great look by Tarbert to a cutting Curry, who was working hard away from the basket, and she gets the basket to fall, 42-33. 5:40 left to go. Carnegie Mellon, Hudepool pulls up at the free throw line and drains a 15-footer, and right when that shot was released, Coach Boswell knew that was going in. She stormed away with her back to the basket, upset at the defensive breakdown by her Mustangs. With the ball is Christ. Christ, right side to Sanders. Sanders above the three-point line, gives to Santos. Santos inside to Tarbert. Tarbert, low right block, and she scores the bucket. Tough to guard the six-foot-tall Sarah Tarbert when she has the ball down that low. She has 15 points coming off a 40-point effort in yesterday's game. Stevenson down 9, 44-35. Carnegie Mellon with the ball. With the ball is Jabe. Jabe down the lane. Right-hand runner is off the glass. No good. Curry pulls down the rebound. Here come the Mustangs. They could cut it to 7 or 6 with a three. Sanders on the attack. Dribble drive gives to Curry. Curry throws the pass away. Tried to find Sanders, but Petak steals it away. Comes down the lane and is fouled by Sanders. Curry tried to find Sanders on the return pass, and that was simply a case of a overzealousness trying to get the ball back to Sanders to run the play. Mooney is going to come in, and also Ward. So Mooney and Ward check in, and Sanders and Santos are out. So Mooney, Curry, Tarbert, Ward, and also Curry. Free throw is no good. Carnegie Mellon up 10, 45, 35, 4.5 left to go here in the third quarter. Curry. Left corner to Mooney. Mooney gives to Tarbert. Backs away from the basket. Misfires on a 15-footer. And the Tartans come away with the offensive rebound. It's Petak. Petak in the corner gives to Jabe. Jabe right back out to Folair. Folair misfiring on a 20-footer just inside the three-point line. Here comes Stevenson. Mooney down the lane. Mooney tries to have his, goes up against a much bigger Murphy and has her shot blocked out of bounds. And that's like trying to shoot over Goliath there. Have an outstretched hands of a 6'1" senior against Mooney, who's about 5'4". All she saw was hand and body in the basketball go out of bounds. Stevenson has it back. 3:58 left to go here in the third quarter. Stevenson down 10, 45-35. With the ball is Ward. Ward inside the three-point line. Hands it back to Christ. 7 on the shot clock. Curry rides it under. She's short on the right-hand scoop shot, and Carnegie Mellon comes away with it. Petak advances the ball to Jabe. Jabe gets to Murphy. Left elbow, the key, and she does not get a 15-footer to fall. And here comes Stevenson. Again, they can cut it under double digits. With the ball in the attack is Chris. Chris tries to throw the entry pass to Tarbert, and that ball is knocked away out of bounds. And the foul is going to be called on Murphy. That's going to be her second foul to go along with 15 points. Checking into the ball game is Higgins. Higgins will go out and or come in, and Hudepool will check out. And Stevenson has the ball with 3:26 left to go in the third quarter, down 10, 45-35. Curry, right basket, right of the basket, gives the ball to Chris, and she hits the three-pointer. Chris knocking it down, 45-38. Stevenson down 7 with a little bit of life after the three, actually a lot of life. Carnegie Mellon comes the other way, and Stevenson looking for a defensive stop right here. Petak with the ball. Now Stevenson in a 2-3 zone. Petak, entry pass to Murphy. The shot is blocked, and the possession arrow goes to Stevenson. Stevenson with the possession arrow. The nice block on Murphy. They doubled down on her when she got to the left low block. They absolutely swarmed her defensively. A brilliant job of defensive execution by Stevenson, who has the ball down 7, 45-38 with 2:53 left to go here in the third quarter. With the ball is Ward. Ward not getting the 15-footer to go, and an offensive defensive rebound pulled down by Jabe, and she is fouled on the play. So with 2:46 left to go, picking up that foul, by the way, is Curry. That's going to be her second. And Johnny Curry has done a great job filling the holes where Tarbert just can't over the last couple of days. But the ball is Jabe. Jabe leaves it for Higgins. Higgins turnaround 15-footer is too strong, and Mooney comes away with it for Stevenson. Stevenson again could cut it to 5 or 4 with a three-pointer. That's what's at stake in this possession. Ward with the ball to Tarbert, who's deep in the lane but triple-teamed. Back out to Ward in the corner for 3, and she gets it. Excuse me, that's Christ. Christ knocking down the 3, and Stevenson down by 4. They've made a 6-0 run to cut it to 4. 45-41. Now the ball's knocked away and stolen by the Mustangs. The ball is on the ground. There's a scramble for it and a jump ball, and Carnegie Mellon will come away with it, but that wasted about 13 seconds off the shot clock, and the Stevenson bench is on their feet applauding the defensive effort, and a 30-second timeout by Carnegie Mellon. 45-41. Under 2 minutes left to go here in the third quarter at Skibo Gymnasium, and we're going to keep it right here and kind of recap the individual statistics, let you know where your favorite players are at. Sarah Tarbert has done a great job. She's been all over the floor. 15 points, 11 boards, 3 assists. And Johnny Curry has done an excellent job. Again, she's really done a lot of the grunt work. She's 4 of 11 from the field, 2 rebounds, 4 assists. And Chris has had an excellent game as well. Only 6 points, but 4 rebounds. It's those rebounds and the grunt grunt work, the work that doesn't really show up on the scoreboard, that's not that sexy to announce, that really gets the flow of the energy and the team going. So Carnegie Mellon back out of the timeout with the ball. The three-pointer is good. That was a well-drawn-up play. Higgins knocking down the three, and just like that, Carnegie Mellon up 7-48-41. Third quarter, 1:43 left to go here at Skibo Gymnasium. Mooney with the ball, top of the key. Mooney gives the ball to Ward. Ward right back to Curry. Curry has the ball knocked away out of her hands. And a double dribble. A double dribble turnover in the backcourt by Flair. And Flair turns it right back over to Stevenson, and racing in to check in will be Downing. Downing will come in for Ward, and Ward will take a seat. So Stevenson back with the ball, 48-41. They are down, 90 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. Mooney gives the ball to Curry. Curry right back to Mooney. They swing it to Chris. Around the perimeter, they go to Downing. Downing keeps it at the top of the key to Mooney. Mooney right back to Curry. Gives a right head fake. Now gives back to Mooney to Downing, who drops it left low block to Tarbert. Tarbert drives. Reverse layup is too strong. And coming away at the rebound is Petak. Petak right to left on the attack for Carnegie Mellon. Top of the key to Higgins. We have 1 minute left to go in the third quarter. Carnegie Mellon up 7-48-41. With the ball is Higgins. Higgins top of the key to Flair. Flair top of the key to Petak. They drop it down left low block to Murphy. She's down too deep. Now they give it to Higgins. Higgins gives it right back to Flair, who shoots a jumper from the top of the key. That shot is too weak. And Tarbert comes away to Curry. Curry down the lane. She'll slow it up. 37 seconds left to go in the third quarter. 20 on the shot clock. Now a three-pointer is in and out, and that three-pointer is shot by Chris, and now Carnegie Mellon comes away with it. A difference of 2 seconds between the two clocks, and Carnegie Mellon up 7-48-41 on Stevenson in the semis of the ECAC playoffs here at Skibo Gymnasium. With the ball is Jabe. Jabe above the three-point line gives to Higgins. Higgins at the free throw line drops it down to Murphy, and she's quickly three-teamed, and it's taken away by Stevenson. 6 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Tarbert down the lane. Her shot is blocked and denied, and the bench explodes. They want a foul call, and they're not going to get it, but Higgins with a block save on Tarbert, who very easily could have cut this to 5, but I believe Stevenson's in a good position for the fourth quarter. We'll see if they can take it and take control and advance to the championship round on Sunday. This is Mustangs basketball from SFM Sports.
The good news is that if you go to Buffalo Wild Wings, order from the Fast Break lunch menu, and don't get your food within 15 minutes, your lunch is free. The bad news is, we don't plan on taking longer than 15 minutes. Free lunches? Are you crazy? What kind of business model is that? Lunch fast or it's free. We do it for you. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
For a limited time only at participating locations. Valid for tables of 6 or less. Other restrictions apply. See a participating location for details.
Okay, keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
I want to show you my first ever painting.
Ooh, all right.
Okay. Open your eyes.
Oh, that's a lot of colors.
Mm-hmm.
And shapes.
So be honest. What do you think?
Well, I like how if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Here, why don't I hold your paintbrush while you call them?
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
This is Stevenson Mustangs basketball. Online, mobile, and on demand. Powered by SFMSports.net.
All right, Stevenson back in the fourth quarter and back with possession, 48-41. They are down fourth and final quarter. Maybe they'll play overtime. We don't know. You have to stay tuned. Tarbert, right low block, struggles with the defender, and she will be fouled. And that foul is going to be on Hudepool. Hudepool will pick up her first foul of the game. And with 9:42 left to go here in the fourth quarter, Stevenson down 7 with the ball. Tarbert with the ball receives the pass from Curry. Tarbert dribbles to the left elbow of the free throw line. Cross court pass to Chris. To Curry, she leaves it right back to Chris. Chris leaves it for Ward. Ward right back to Sanders as the ball poked away from behind. Carnegie Mellon steals it away. They have control. Petak down the lane. She'll give it to Jabe, and Jabe will be fouled hard. Jabe was fouled very hard by... Who did they give that foul to? They gave the foul to number 25, Curry. Janya Curry with her third foul to go along with 8 points. So Carnegie Mellon comes away with it, looking to extend their seven-point lead, 48-41, 9:22 left to go in the fourth quarter. The ball is Higgins. Higgins cross-court pass to Hudepohl. Hudepohl on the right side. Drops it down to Higgins. Higgins right back to Hudepohl. Hudepohl right back to Higgins. Higgins swings it around to Jabe. Jabe comes to the left baseline. Kicks it back out to Petak. Petak right back to Higgins. Higgins cross-court pass to Hudepohl. Hudepohl with four on the shot clock gives it to Jabe, who comes down the lane and is fouled on the play. So with 8:57 left to go, picking up the foul is number 13, Christ. That's going to be her first personal. And the free throw is no good. So Coach Rob Slopak in the background saying, reminding the ladies to box out. This is critical rebound if the shot is missed. The shot is not missed. The free throw is good by Jabe. She has 7 points, and Carnegie Mellon leads by eight. That's not an insurmountable deficit, folks. 49-41. Here comes Stevenson, left to right. Tarbert, baseline left. Right back to Ward. Ward, cross-court pass to Sanders. Entry pass goes to Tarbert, right low block. She takes it up strong. She was blocked from behind. The ball trickles out to Ward, who drains the 13-footer just under the free throw line, 49-43. And Stevenson within striking distance, a couple of stops, and they could have the lead here in a couple of minutes. With the ball is Hudepohl. Hudepohl cross-court pass to Jabe. Jabe on the right side, the entry pass to Murphy, who finds a wide-open Higgins, who scores the layup. Defensive breakdown by Stevenson leads to an 8-point lead for Carnegie Mellon. 51-43, 8:08 left to go here in the fourth quarter. With the ball is Christ. Christ cross-court pass to Sanders. Sanders above the three-point line gives the ball to Ward. Ward gives the ball to Sanders. Left side to Christ. Christ to Curry. Right back to Tarbert. Baseline left to Christ. Christ for three. The shot is off. And the rebound's taken away. Taken away by Ward. Stevenson resets. 7:42 left to go. They're down by 8. 51-43. And the entry pass. And what a hustle job by Ward. Stealing the rebound away from a Carnegie Mellon player. Carnegie Mellon will run a substitution. And Falera will come in for Jabe. Jabe will sit down. And Curry will take it out for Stevenson, who is again down by 8. 51-43. 7:38 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Sanders, right side to Ward. Ward, baseline right to Curry. The entry pass goes to Tarbert, right low block. Tarbert throws a difficult pass to make to Ward, somehow gets it to her, and Ward cutting down the lane is pushed to the ground by her defender. Her defender was Petak, so Petak is going to pick up her second foul, and Stevenson again will have it out. Curry, baseline right, throws a difficult cross-court pass that's knocked out of bounds. Those cross-court passes are not what they call high-percentage passes. They're passes that involve a difficult degree of accuracy, and they are difficult to make and complete in the same sentence. Stevenson gets the ball back. Sanders with the ball. 7:19 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Stevenson down 8, 51-43. Sanders dribbles above the three-point line with the right hand. 15 on the shot clock. Sanders comes around the screen, gives to Chris. Chris goes to Curry. 9 on the shot clock now. Sanders, right side, gives to Curry. 6 on the shot clock. Right back to Sanders at the free throw line. Her jumper off the glass is good, and that cuts it to 6. 51-45. Carnegie Mellon leads by 6. 51-45. 6:49 left to go here in the fourth quarter. With the ball is Higgins. Higgins, top of the key to number 23, Falera. Falera gives to Higgins. Higgins on the right side above the three-point line gives to Hudepohl. Hudepohl, top of the key, gives to Falera. Falera, cross-court pass to Petak. Entry pass into Murphy, who scores the basket off the glass and will go to the line for a chance at a three-point opportunity. And that kills momentum right there. 53-45, 6.5 left to go, and Murphy will go to the line looking to complete a three-point play. Coming into the ball game is Downing, and having a seat is Christ. And Murphy will go to the line looking for the three-point play complete. And, yes, does get it. 18 for her to go along with 16 rebounds. And Carnegie Mellon, a big three-point play completion, leads by 9, 54-45, 6:23 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Sanders with the ball, gives to Downing. Downing baseline left to Curry, right back to Downing. Swings it to Sanders. Sanders, top of the key, dribbles over to the left side and feeds Curry. Curry, a difficult, ill-advised entry pass is thrown away, intended for Ward, taken away by Carnegie Mellon. Here comes Mayberger, right to left on the attack for Carnegie Mellon, who leads by 9, 54-45. Murphy inside with the ball, kicks it back out to a three-point shooting Mayberger. Her three-pointer is long, but Murphy pulls down the rebound. That's rebound number 17 for her. And Carnegie Mellon resets. Higgins with the dribble. Fuller feeds Murphy inside, gets away from her defender. Tarbert did a nice job of contesting the shot and loses the ball on the rebound attempt. And Carnegie Mellon will get another shot at it with 5:26 left to go here in the game. And they score the basket. You knew that would happen. They've scored five in a row. They lead by 11, does Carnegie Mellon, 56-45. 5:16 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Sanders with the ball to Downing. Downing on the right side, terminates the dribble, gives to Curry. Curry gives to Sanders. Sanders above the three-point line, feeds Talbert. Tarbert. Talbert gives to Downing. Downing's three-point shot is no good, and there's a whistle away from the ball, and we're going to get a pushing foul on Carnegie Mellon, so Stevenson will stay with the basketball. Carnegie Mellon up by 11, 56-45. Sanders will come out of the ball game, and Downing will take it out right baseline. She gives to Sanders. Sanders left side to Chris, who misfires on a 15-footer. Here come the Tartans of Carnegie Mellon. Murphy down the lane, scores the bucket off the glass, and the floodgates starting to open up. 58-45. Carnegie Mellon leads by 13, 4:39 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Sanders left side to Ward. Ward baseline left to Talbert. Tarbert feeds a cutting Ward, and her layup is no good. Carnegie Mellon comes away with it. Not in a rush to score the basket. They're up by 13 with 4:20 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Murphy gets the ball deep inside the key. That's not where they want her, trust me. Higgins right back to Jabe. Jabe feeds Murphy. Cross-court pass to Higgins, baseline right. Her jumper is good, or no good, rather, and Stevenson comes away with it. They absolutely need a basket here. Christ, right back to Sanders. Sanders, top of the key, dribbling with the right hand. Feeds Downing. Downing above the three-point line on the left side. 3:50 left to go here in the game. Carnegie Mellon up 13, 58-45. Christ, cross-court pass to Sanders. 8 on the shot clock. She goes up, and she will get fouled. Going up, she'll get 2 free throws. The foul is going to be on number 15, Jabe. Megan Jabe, a freshman, 5'10" from San Jose, California. No Cal is what they call it. They actually have a couple of players from California on the roster. No, they have 3 players on the roster from California, 1 from Arizona, and another one from my old stomping grounds, Frederick, Maryland. Free throw is no good, and the second free throw is no good. So Sanders misses both, and Stevenson looks like they've run out of gas here. 58-45, 3:35 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Number one seeded Tartans up and are looking to advance into the championship round tomorrow on their home court. Higgins, top of the key, left side to Mayberger. Excuse me, Hudepool. Hudepool has it. Fuller inside, and it's thrown away and picked off by Tarbert. Tarbert down the lane, scores the bucket off the glass, and a timeout. And that's a tactic used by Boswell to kind of slow the clock. Stevenson calls a timeout. Tarbert has 17, 58-47. And we'll recap some stats for you. Let's go to the team stats because it's going to be interesting to look at actually what has materialized. Now, Stevenson had 8 turnovers, I think 7 turnovers at the half. But in this, let's see, they have 15 turnovers, so they've committed more than double the turnovers they had in the first half. They've committed 8 this half. Points off turnovers are also a big deal. That's where you get a lot of the momentum-breaking opportunities. Carnegie Mellon scored 18 points off 15 Stevenson turnovers. That may be the difference in the game right now, and Stevenson continuing to shoot a low percentage from the field, 36% compared to 44% from Carnegie Mellon, who has the ball and the lead up 11. Stevenson desperately needs a stop right here with 3 minutes left to go in the game. Carnegie Mellon up 11, 58-47 with the ball. Fuller right side to Higgins, top of the key to Mayberger. Mayberger swings it around to Hudepohl. Hudepohl kicks it right back to Petak. Petak's three-pointer is good. 61-47 in the fourth quarter, and Stevenson down by 14, 2:42 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Curry with the ball on the right side, top of the key. They go to Christ. Christ right back to Curry. She misfires on a long jumper, and coming away with it is Higgins. Higgins pulls it down, gives to Hudepohl. Hudepohl slowly walking it up in the front court. 2:20 left to go here in the fourth quarter. 61-47. Now Higgins gets away from her defenders and scores the bucket, extending the Carnegie Mellon lead to 16, 63-47. And that is points number 16 for Higgins. The ball is Grant. Grant to Tarbert. Tarbert gets away from her defenders and gets fouled. So that is going to be a foul call on number 31, Lisa Murphy. And Tarbert goes to the line and hits the free throw. She has 20 points. I'm sorry, she has 18 points, getting ahead of myself. She probably will have 20 before the game ends, maybe more than that. She has 19 now, hits both free throws, and Carnegie Mellon up by 14, 63-49. So number one seeded Carnegie Mellon will advance to play in the championship round of the ECAC Division III tournament tomorrow here at Skibo Gymnasium. Stevenson had a tremendous season. Tremendous. Getting here, beating Cabrini, and then Misericordia yesterday. Carnegie Mellon with 90 seconds left to go. Mayberger throws it away to Curry. Curry for Stevenson down the lane, draws the contact and will go to the line. Nice body, protecting the basket with her body, got in between the basket and her defender and threw it over her head with the left hand, drew the contact, almost got the and one to go. 63-49, 125 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Curry's free throw is no good. Stevenson has missed 5 free throws today. They're 8 of 12 from the line. Carnegie Mellon has fared no better. 4 of 7 from the line. Curry's free throw is good, cutting the Carnegie Mellon lead to 13, 63-50. 1:23 left to go here in the fourth quarter. It is Hudepohl stuck in the backcourt, and now she's going to have to call a timeout. And a 30-second timeout. We'll be right back. This is Stevenson Mustangs basketball from SFM Sports.
Bobby, you here again?
Yeah, my doctor told me to reduce stress at work, so I come to Buffalo Wild Wings to eat lunch and watch sports. I get to pick one of 7 entrees, like sandwiches and salads, plus one of 7 sides.
Well, I like sides.
It's so affordable, I can finally take a vacation.
Where are you going to go?
Here, Tim, here.
Introducing the new B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch Menu, starting at a new low price. Dine in or order takeout weekdays between 11 and 2. Participation and availability may vary. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
All right, 1:18 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Stevenson down by 13, 63-50. Carnegie Mellon with the ball. And in the front court is Hudepohl. Hudepohl gives to Higgins. 1 minute left to go here in the fourth quarter. Hudepohl above the three-point line. Now she's bumped. And the foul is going to be called on Mooney. Yeah. with the ball is Flair. Flair above the three-point line, holds it up, gives to Mayberger. Mayberger above the three-point line, gives to Higgins. Higgins on the right side, way above the three-point line. Higgins holds it up, gives to Murphy. 42 seconds left to go. Now in the left corner, they swing it to Hudepohl, and she banks it up and in from the left side, 65-50. Stevenson down 15, and there's a timeout. A 30-second timeout, explains the referee. So they're going to take the ball out half court. Actually, I guess no timeout will be called. I don't know what happened there. 37 and a half seconds left to go. Stevenson down 15 here in the fourth quarter. 65-50. Tarbert playing in her final game. Dribbles in the lane. Right elbow almost traveled, but came down with it without actually committing to a jump. Tarbert gets it back from Mooney. Rides it under, and that shot is no good. 18 seconds left to go. Murphy with the rebound. That's number 19 for her. Almost a 20-20 game for Murphy. Now Hudepohl in the backcourt. 9 seconds left to go. Front court, they go to Mayberger. Mayberger with 4 seconds. 3 seconds will dribble it out. And Carnegie Mellon gets a standing ovation from this home crowd. It advances to the championship game of the ECAC. And Stevenson deserves a standing ovation as well. They played a tremendous game. They were 19-10 this year. Carnegie Mellon wins their 20th game of the year against 7 losses. And for Sarah Tarbert, her final game of the year and a tremendous career is done for one of the most classy people that you will meet in Stevenson University campus. So Carnegie Mellon will get the victory and advance to the championship game. They will play either Springfield or Waynesburg. We'll see, and we wish them the best of luck. Class performance by two classy programs here, Carnegie Mellon and Stevenson University. Final score again, 65-50. We'll be back in a moment. This is Stevenson Mustangs basketball from SFM Sports.
Bobby, you here again?
Yeah, my doctor told me to reduce stress at work, so I come to Buffalo Wild Wings to eat lunch and watch sports. I get to pick one of 7 entrees, like sandwiches and salads, plus one of 7 sides.
Well, I like sides.
It's so affordable, I can finally take a vacation.
Where are you going to go?
Here, Tim, here.
Introducing the new B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch Menu, starting at a new low price. Dine in or order takeout weekdays between 11 and 2. Participation and availability may vary. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
This has been a presentation of Stevenson University Mustangs basketball from sfmsports.net. This multimedia broadcast was powered by Coca-Cola, PMM Companies, and Stevenson University. Get game recaps and more at gomustangsports.com, the official home of Stevenson University Athletics.